unprecedented, very, very unique. Nothing was normal. Nothing was easy. That's how lawmakers described this year's legislative session. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on how COVID-19 changed the work and the results of the 2021 General Assembly.
The changes started last year. A small committee of lawmakers met to try to figure out how to conduct the 2021 legislative session amid the ongoing pandemic. And even that first meeting revealed potential roadblocks. One of the members had to participate virtually because he was in quarantine. And when he got disconnected, Representative Matt Lehman had to halt the meeting.
We'll take a 5-minute recess until we get, or if he comes up in the next minute, we'll start back up again.
Ultimately, the House moved out of the State House entirely into a government center across the street for its floor sessions, allowing for greater social distancing. In committees, lawmakers and the public were separated, often in different rooms, connected virtually. House Democratic Leader Phil Giaquinta laments the impact that had on public participation.
Probably the worst part this session was, I think most of the public really didn't want to come down here and testify, and then they would have to log on via Zoom. I think that really cut down public input.
Yet, despite just about everyone predicting otherwise, the General Assembly never had to halt its work this year because of a COVID-19 outbreak. But a COVID outbreak isn't the only way a session gets off track. About halfway through, a House floor debate over a local schools bill took a troubling turn. Black lawmakers, including Representative Vernon Smith, expressed concerns about the potential impact of the legislation.
And I don't care how you twist it, how you paint it, how you disguise it, how you camouflage it, is racism. You boo if you want to. I don't care.
Smith and other members of the Black Legislative Caucus were booed and heckled on the floor by some Republicans. That turned into a confrontation outside the chamber during which a white male lawmaker had to be physically restrained in an argument with a black female legislator. Representative Cherish Pryor, a black caucus member, says it was a defining moment.
With some of the people that were involved, it has not bode well with me. I think it's been very difficult.
The wounds of that incident still linger, and Black Caucus Chair Robin Shackelford has urged change to help address it, calling for implicit bias training for all lawmakers.
They personally feel like we're calling them racist. They don't understand the difference between arguing a policy and taking it personally.
House Speaker Todd Houston apologized for his role in failing to silence his caucus's jeering. And he says COVID-19 even made that situation worse.
It bothered me how hard it was for members to get together and get to know each other better and spend time together. I thought that was unfortunate.
Houston still hasn't publicly committed to implicit bias training in the future. Perhaps the biggest legislative surprise of session, though, came at its very end. Lawmakers found themselves with billions of dollars more for the new state budget, spurred in part by federal COVID relief money. That led to several longtime Democratic priorities getting put in the budget, including measures to raise teacher pay. Not a single House Democrat voted against the state's new spending plan. And even the session's finale was altered by COVID-19.
We're going to have a different type of motion this year. It's going to be missing a couple of words.
Those missing words? Sine die, a Latin phrase signifying the official end of session. The pandemic caused delays in getting necessary information from the federal government for redistricting. And that means instead of the session's end, it became a pause until the fall when lawmakers will reconvene to redraw district lines. Just one more way, COVID-19 made 2021 unlike anything the Indiana General Assembly had seen before. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.